This is Brian Wren with the management team at Microsoft. In this video, I'll briefly go through the changes you're going to see when your Log Analytics workspace is upgraded to the new query language. This is just a quick overview, and for each item, we'll include a link where you can go to get more details. If your workspace wasn't upgraded yet, it soon will be, and just about everything will be converted for you and continue to work. You can refer to our upgrade overview for more details on the upgrade process and exactly what gets converted. The main difference with the upgrade is obviously the new query language, which is significantly more powerful than the previous language. You can now build more complex queries over multiple lines to analyze your data in ways that were much more difficult with the previous language. Until you get familiar with the new language, you can use our language converter to translate legacy queries. You can get a direct comparison between the two languages with our cheat sheet, but it may be more interesting to walk through one of several tutorials that we have available. You can even use our playground environment that has sample data to work with and have a look at a variety of sample queries. With the upgrade, you get access to the new analytics portal that gives you such features as editing on multiple lines, IntelliSense, and enhanced capabilities working with results. This is accessing the same workspace as the LogSearch portal that you were working with before the upgrade. We're starting to breathe some of these new features into that portal, but for now it's your preference which one you want to use. Computer groups allow you to scope log searches to a particular set of computers. In a legacy workspace, you use the computer groups function to use a group in a query. In an upgraded workspace, we have two types of computer groups. Groups that are based on a log search now have an alias which you use to refer to the group. When you upgrade, we'll go ahead and convert any groups that you already have and give them an alias based on their category and name. Groups that are imported from Active Directory and other sources are stored in a table called Computer Group, so you can either use that table in a query or create a group based on a log search that uses the imported group. Alerts work just like they did before the upgrade, although the query for your alert rules needs to be in the new language. We'll convert any existing alert rules for you. What does change is the payload that an alert sends in a webhook or a runbook response. The same data is sent, but it's in a different format. If you have rules calling a webhook or a runbook, then you may need to change the process that parses any of this payload data. We have a new sample runbook that provides PowerShell code to do this parsing for you. Before the upgrade, your queries were limited to the data in a single workspace. You now have the ability to create a single query that retrieves data from multiple locations. Use the workspace expression to retrieve data from another Log Analytics workspace, or the app expression to retrieve data from Application Insights. We used to use dashboards to provide visualizations of data in your workspace. We're in the process of deprecating dashboards in favor of views created by View Designer. So when you upgrade, you can continue to use any dashboards that you already created, but they'll be read-only, and you can't create any new ones. Instead, have a look at View Designer, which will create the same visualizations as dashboards with a variety of additional features. Power BI provides rich visualization and analysis of data from a variety of sources. You can still export data from Log Analytics to Power BI, just as you did before the upgrade, but the process is different. We used to create a schedule in Log Analytics that would push to Power BI. When you upgrade your workspace, those schedules are going to be disabled. Now we export our log search from the Analytics console into Power BI Desktop. From there, we can push the data set into Power BI, where it will perform scheduled refresh to pull the data from Log Analytics. If you used PowerShell to retrieve data from Log Analytics, then you probably used the Get Azure Operational Insights Search Results commandlet. This will no longer work with an upgraded workspace. Instead, you need to use Invoke Log Analytics Query. This has the same basic functionality as the old commandlet, but will work against an upgraded workspace. The LogSearch API allows you to retrieve data from Log Analytics through a REST API. Like the PowerShell commandlet, the API has changed for upgraded workspaces, and any solutions that you built with the legacy API will need to be changed. I hope this video has helped you understand the changes that you're going to see when your Log Analytics workspace has been upgraded. I'll leave you with the main two links that you're going to need. The first is to our article on the upgrade process, which will further describe the upgrade itself. The second is to our dedicated site for the Log Analytics query language, which is also used by Application Insights. We have tutorials, reference content, and samples that you can try out in your own environment or with sample data in our playground. Everything you need to take advantage of the upgrade.